Now, we have gathered here today.
Oh no, not again.
Once again. Because, well, a certain legendary hero is out.
The savior has been born.
The savior, the messiah, I guess. The chosen one.
I mean, that's what everyone in Fodland would say.
Yeah. The chosen one.
Except for him, because he doesn't talk, of course.
He was said to destroy the Edelgards, hopefully not join them. Yes, I'm talking about the brand new legendary banner. Neil, this hero is dumb. Anyways, how's it going, Neil? How's it going?
Good? Not bad. Episode got a place one. Set up. It's all,
oh, yeah.
It's all wonderful. Yeah.
This is episode 139. Today on the dock, we're going to be talking about the brand new legendary hero that came out and is leaving very soon.
We've got like 4 days, I think.
Yeah, something like that. And at the end of the show, at around 11, because there should be a trailer, because there was the shadows today for the next summer banner already. And the one on the right looks like North.
They do them two in a row, so.
So, yeah.
And then we'll be done with summer. And we'll be like, wow, this was the most lackluster summer yet.
I don't know what you're talking about, Neil. This is the greatest summer of all time.
Watch she not be there, and then you be
and it's just like Norn. Or watch it just be OCs.
Watch it just be Norn.
If it's just it's Norn
and OCs. The most random banner ever.
Yeah. It's like, wow, okay.
The like resident hero is just Norn and Freya for some reason.
And then we got a top five that will probably be a little bit shorter than most, but it's a top five of our Fire Emblem 4 characters. I have limited knowledge of Fire Emblem 4.
It's that we have to limit it to 5, and Gordon has not played the game more than... You beat, like, 2 chapters, right?
Yeah, I beat, like, 2 or 3. They're long. I didn't get
I'm
to
assuming
the
you
it,
didn't
but...
beat chapter 2,
yeah,
which
probably.
Is the third chapter, because I assume you got sense. There and was like, nope. Because that one is super long, and it's probably like the longest chapter in the game.
That being said, I know like almost anything or a lot about FP4, so
I mean you've seen all of Gen 1, I think.
So I've seen most of Gen 2.
Your knowledge starts to dwindle. You've seen all of Gen 1, I think, and then you know people that exist in Gen 2.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. like literally, somebody on my list was just I just want this character and hero.
I like how they look.
Top tier for sure. Number one. Actually, number one's gonna surprise you now. Let me say that. Number one, you're never gonna find out. Neil, we got a brand new legendary hero that came out. Legendary Byleth.
And he's
male. Oh boy. Male by the green tome. Neil,
like
do you have
hair.
It up?
Yeah, I do have it up. It?
All right.
He's got professorial text, which is just throwing a bunch of random lost items, apparently. Accelerate special trigger cooldown count -1. If unit initiates combat, is within 2 spaces of an ally, grants attack speed, defense, res +5 to unit during combat. And also, if unit speed's greater than foe speed during combat, neutralizes effects that guarantee foe's follow-up attack and effects that prevent unit's follow-up attack. He also gives null follow-up as a drive with the condition that you are faster than the foe. So he's basically got a speed check null follow-up, but he also gives that speed check null follow-up to his allies, which a lot of the units that are annoying and you have null follow-up for are armor knights, which half the time they're slow. Case in point, Fallen Edelgard. Other case in point, Brave Hector. Both those guys reached I think Hector at max reaches close to 30, I think. It's like, I think 30 is like the maximum speed you can get. Edelgard, it's closer to like 25. He's pretty slow. But he just kind of cuts right through those, mostly thanks to Sublime Heaven, which unfortunately is not an evolution of Ruptured Sky, so fodder potential isn't as good as it was. But it has boost damage by 25% of units attack, and if in combat against dragon foe or beast foe, boost damage by 50% instead of 25%. Disables non-special skills that reduce damage by X%. So it's basically like a souped up version of Ruptured Sky that scales off his own attack and has Deadeye, basically, like the Deadeye effect. So that's kind of nice. It also comes with attack defense ideal 4, lull attack res 3, times pulse 3. This dude is if you took Lysithia and mixed it with legendary Celica and just threw it on a unit with a bunch more defense for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, his defense is really, really strong. I summoned for him, and I was like, not a big male by left fan.
He's also water, which is like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So he's the same element as Dimitri. That's a little okay. We had one slot left for like wind, and we were just like, nah, Sigurd. Sigurd is wind. But yeah, he's basically like we knew we were gonna get some character that kind of helped check Edelgard, and we already had Byleths with a weapon that pretty much canceled out like half of like Edelgard's stuff, like having null follow-up and null guard like built in, so he just bypasses both special fighter and wary fighter on her. So now we have legendary Byleth, who can not only negate that because he starts with this special ready and damage reduction negation, but he also grants null follow-up to him and his allies, as long as they're not, you know, super slow.
Yeah, as long as you run like a speedy team.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to run a speedy team, because Edelgard's just like a snail. A snail with large, scary arms. And, I mean, this is a fairly solid legendary banner to go with it. Like, green and colorless, I think, are two of the best, followed by blue and then red, I'd say. Green also coming with dagger. As, you know, a light mythic that enables that extra slot. And hell... Well, I mean, hell has some fodder.
I pulled her.
Meme in front of Fallen Edelgard. She can just sit there and give her a mystic boost. Then, since Edelgard can't double, she can't kill Hell.
Nice.
Because you'll always get like 6 HP back, and then she'll hit you, and only she. Because you always miracle, right?
Yeah.
The only issue is if they have like another unit, like, oh, I don't know, like a Peony. Hell just kind of dies to Peony.
I mean that'd be kind of meme for miracle. That'd be kind of meme for like April raids with all those Edelgards in the corner.
Exactly. But that's on offense, and Hell's not coming on offense.
No, it's like, oh.
I also don't think she does a very much damage to Edelgard, and if Edelgard's running Mystic Boost, I don't think Hell would kill.
I pulled her, and now I'm sitting there like, okay. Do I have a tanky flyer that could use guard bearing in DC?
If I end up summoning another Hell, I'm probably gonna kill her to, I'm guessing, Altena, probably.
Yeah,
because it'd be kind of hilarious for Altena to have guard bearing.
I'm freaking get hit I'm by like
a melee and do zero damage.
I'm freaking like mini Minerva, but I'd have to get rid of Dragoon Shield.
Yeah. Dragoon Shield, like, Mini Minerva is more of like an offensive unit, I think.
Yeah.
Even though her Dragoon Shield gives her.
I don't really use, like, when I use my flyer team, they're all like super hyper offensive, right? Like I have Trio Pala.
see the defensive the units that would really like that are units like Ashnard.
Okay.
Who is, you know. Like, when I think of defensive flyers, I think Ashnard as one, being the red variant, Altena being the blue variant, and then, who's the green one? There's someone. There's someone that was more recent, I think. Let me see.
Joe?
Flyers green. No, Joe? Like, it was kind of like a freer unit. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just thinking of Murr. But I don't think that counts as much. I might just be thinking of Murr. I don't know, you can stick Mini Minerva there, but, I mean, she doesn't work as well in that situation. No. Did you get Paula?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, actually, you could throw it on Paula if you didn't want to use... Because she has dual phase Brave, right?
Yes.
So you can just run distant counter advantage. And since she targets lower foes Defarez, that might be a little more effective than certain other people trying that out, but...
Yeah, I did end up getting Paula like later on because I was like, well, time to summon. I'm low orbs and there may be a female Chris coming up.
Gordon, Gordon, it's been prophesized. Yeah. I called it.
Gordon, your orbs would disappear.
It's fine. It's worst case scenario, you know, if there's a summer banner or like a bundle, I'll pick up the small little bundle and I'll hope for the best, you know.
Hope for the best. Colorless. Hope
for the best.
Hey, look, it's Bramimond. Oh, wait. Look kind of like Byleth right there with that. Lol, attack, res, and attack, defense, push 3. Fun fact about Bramimond. He bypasses Byleth's, like, derive null follow-up.
Oh, nice.
So, if you're bringing Byleth on late season thinking, oh, I can use his null follow-up on my unit and then run, like, something like Spurn instead, Bramimond's going to spit on you, so... Can't run that on late season, I guess. Byleth's negated to Astra only. Because of this man. He's half the reason you run null follow-up. Legendary Leaf. He's really good. Probably, like, one... is he best archer, probably? Probably? I don't think that's too hard to say.
Leaf? Best Legendary Leaf. Archer or best archer Cav?
Well, he's definitely best archer Cav. Trying to think who's really like the best archer in the game.
I don't know. I mean, Mini Innes is really good.
The Mini Innes is like what's it called?
Legendary Claude, I guess right now.
I don't know. I still think Legendary Leaf's like right there. I think Leaf is the only unit I didn't have for Colorless.
Oh, okay.
Cuz like the thing with Legendary Leaf is he's got a Brave Bow with a little extra might cuz it's a legendary dual phase. On player phase, if he's used by a player, the foe can't double him.
He's got S strength too.
Is weird. Yes, he does have S strength, which gives him -1 special cooldown for his unique special Neuron Zeal, which is like a mini Gale Force for a range.
Yeah, that's neat. Yeah, I forgot about that. He'd be really nice in like only air strike.
Exactly. I use him only in air strike. Well, I also use him in allegiance battles, but it's like. My top line has been Legendary Leaf since like launch.
Nice.
I was using Elliewood as well up there for a while, but now it's just kind of like, wait a minute. If I just don't use Elliewood and then just use like double death blow, like Legendary Leaf, I can get better score.
See, I have a complete opposite direction. Well, I have Cormag. I use Cormag solely in there with
Gale Force.
He's got Gale Force. Good. And then I also mail Chris. One in doubt.
One in doubt, mail Chris? Okay. I mean, me, it was who's one of the best Gale Forces in the game? Elliewood with the Rendal. Legendary Leaf, he's got a bow, that's pretty cool. And he's got like a cheap Gale Force, so.
Alm's still good.
Decent? I don't see him very much, but. I mean, his weapon is +3 speed, and if a unit initiates combat, deal damage equal to 25% of foe's defense, ignoring like defense reduction skills. Yeah. So I mean,
worst case scenario, he's got null.
He's got no follow up, so he can't be a bad unit, right?
Yeah. I like blue. I was summoning for blue when I did a little bit of summoning on this banner. Like I said, these banners
got not.
Yeah. Well. Not. I actually kind of wanted Aranis personally.
Like, one of them thighs. Can't blame you. I got them thighs.
Because that was another color where I was like, oh, I have two of them already. but here is the thing. I wouldn't mind an extra Knot or an extra Julia. I ended up getting an extra Julia. So I just merged it.
And your Julia was plus attack, I'm pretty sure. So it's kind of like,
yeah.
Oh, it's time.
Yeah. Now I'm using her quite a lot more.
Now she's just like OKOing red units left, right, and center. Yes. It's like, okay.
It's quite nice. It's
can we get a refine for light and dark? I mean, can we get that refined? Freya is right there with just a buffed up version of light and dark.
And then we got on red. It's probably the weakest color. We got
Anand.
Anand.
She's got guard bearing. This is double guard bearing banner.
Oh, sweet. Poggers.
She's also got a bound blade, which I probably would not fodder her for, but I mean, you do you, right? Wow, her stat spread is like very mediocre looking at this. I just see that 49 attack and I'm like, oh, that's not too
impressive. My one friend who wanted to get Lif, right? I was telling you about him. Mm-hmm. He finally got him, but he got like 2 and 9, so I was like, well,
yo, unbound blade Lif. Don't need that soft breath, boot break.
Yeah, time to meme.
I mean, see, Lif can do some pretty meme-y stuff with Open the Future. Yo.
Yeah.
Secret tip.
Mm-hmm.
Slaying Edge. 2-turn Open the Future with Times Pulse. Yeah. You just get hit and they go Open to the Future.
Damn.
And you can refine it in defense for extra damage on Open the Future.
And Plumeria's there too if you don't have one yet. I have one.
I mean, she's got some fodder. She's got sabotage speed and attack res rain 3. I killed one for attack res rain 3.
So. Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I summoned for her so I could kill her for that. I think it was the second banner I got that. So.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, Ryan's no, the
legendary Lina banner where I got that.
No, oh, yeah.
It was like the first 5-star red I summoned on that banner, and it was like, she's dead.
Just like immediately
killed her off.
It's like, no, what are you doing?
I mean, you're just like, what are you doing? That's for like light season scoring. And I'm like, but loot is right there. And she has a Pegasus now. You're right. Just saying.
So
you summoned and got those
I did.
Two guys.
Just a bit. I just got a Julia merge and a Hell. So,
I'll find out if I'll summon later this episode. I'll find out if I'm going to summon on this banner.
Dude, I'd be shocked if there is a unit on the banner that's coming
out. That's what I'm saying. But if like Freya comes out and she's like stupid overpowered, there's a chance, you know? Could you imagine if it was like Freya, but like even more busted?
Oh god, it's Freya, but 4-star focus.
It's Freya, like, it's like Fallen Edelgard level of scary.
What if it's, Neil, what if it's just beast units on the banner?
It's all then beast units and Norn. They put Norn in like the TT unit, so she's not on the banner.
Hell yeah,
can you imagine if you get King Freyr or whatever on the banner? It's like, oh, yeah, our first OC is getting added to the game by, like, a seasonal.
No.
I don't think we're getting Freyr.
No, we got the parents added.
They got added as,
a seasonal.
I mean, Bruno's technically only a bunny ult.
Yeah, you're right.
And, Veronica's got 2 ults.
Okay, here's the thing. If they put Norn on the banner as, like, the 4-star focus, and then, like, Fimo Chris as the duo, as the resident hero, because, like, here's my issue, is that, is it just going to be a Faye and FE12 resident?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the character the games left are like Thracia doesn't have one, right?
Like, no.
Thracia, and then Tokyo Mirage Sessions?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Oh, Thracia Tokyo would be great, by the way. Do you like
Is that the Leaf, only game that's left?
Leaf and Itsugi?
I think it is.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure every other game's been covered. So, that's like one of those things where it's like, they're probably not going to give us that.
Yeah.
They're probably going to spread that out over two.
I'm hoping, you know, if Imokus is on the banner, I hope it's an easy color to pull on. And, you know, I'll have TT. So.
Red. Colorless. Red. No. No!
If she's a colorless staff, I'll probably pass on her. I'm not going to lie. or at least, like,
staff
wait.
Infantry.
Yeah, staff infantry, 4-star focus. And I just go, oh, Chris.
With, like, mediocre skills. It's like, oh. She's got, like, attack speed, too. Like, oh
yeah,
it's like, no, she's, it's not Chris. It's not just that she's easy to get, but she's also both expensive to plus 10,
right?
Because that's like 100 yeah. orbs, right? And also yeah. she's expensive to build.
Yeah, yeah, I'll see. My hope is that, like, if FP12's on the banner, it's like the 4-star focus and the TT. And maybe the resonant backup, you know, yeah, have the OCs be there. So it's if Chris is the backup,
do you think we're gonna get any of the fairies on this banner or no? Because we got all the fairies.
We got them recently, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got them in New Year's, so I'm just like
New Year's. Yeah, but like with that logic, we also got a. But like
one of those things
with that logic, now we also got
just
Hilda, like within that same amount of time.
I mean, Marianne. Got our original version, but
I mean, like, well, yeah, one, we get like Freya. Is,
I feel like I don't think they'd want to pass up putting Plumeria on a summer banner.
Yeah, they could
put Plumeria
on again. I mean, yeah, I mean,
want to pass that part up.
I mean, they could just like go back to Niffle and be like Summer Fjorm.
I mean, here you go. We don't have Summer Fjorm.
Yeah,
in before we get Summer Surtur.
Hell yeah, no, just as broken.
It's like getting Summer Hellbendy again, but this time he's even angrier.
But this time it's personal. Yeah, they could give us Summer Shireena and Alphonse, right?
I would feel weird if they did that with Freya, though.
Yeah.
Just because like, I Yoni? Feel like... If they're doing it with Freya, I think they would.
Yeah, I don't know. It could just be Freya, right?
I kind of like the resident Freya by herself. I feel like if they're only gonna do one more, they'd probably just do Plumeria just for the whole like lewd dream aspect of it.
Yeah, and she'll just be a 5-star that I just don't want to summon.
Exactly, she's just gonna be like Mercedes again, but like whatever.
Anyways, Neil. Only time will tell. By time, I mean about an hour.
And also, so
where's
update?
Uh huh. Yes.
We got to run over that news. Quickly because sure. there's some fancy stuff in that. Locked team, which is going to be helpful for Aetherite's offense and brigades. I guess that's probably where it's going to be most used.
Oh yeah.
I can now have a team with. Brave Ike with QR and Brave Ike with Nosy Disrupt. Easy, right? the Legendary Hero remix. We have Lynn, Lady of the Wind, with being like the worst scoring Legendary Hero in the game. Continuing the streak. Getting Laws of Sake 2. If unit initiates combat or if units within two spaces of an ally grants attack speed, defense, res, plus 6 to unit during combat, and also if foe uses sword, lance, axe, dragonstone, or beast, and unit speed is greater than foe speed, plus 5, foe cannot counterattack. So she basically gets a plus 6 to all stats, player phase or within two spaces of an ally, which is much better than her previous condition, being like two allies within two spaces and it being enemy phase. And I think it was only plus four, which is like big oof. But now she gets like melee sweep. It gets like a wind sweep, but like instead of bows and daggers, it's dragonstones. Which,
okay,
I mean, this isn't amazing. Half of that reason is, I mean, it's an A slot, which it's a pretty good A slot. The only issue is all the people that, you know, want to use Lin in Arena, which is kind of where the legendary units are supposed to be used. Kind of need to run green dual infantry 3 or 4 in that A slot. And this is an A slot. So, do you want to use Lin where she's actually meant to be used? Or do you want to actually use Lin effectively? She's got like... half of the reason why Lin is so bad is her BST is so low. It's like 155, which is like... is that Gen 1? It's either Gen 1 or Gen 2 ranged, which is like really bad. Her stat spread is not amazing. Also, the condition with... her speed check, it's a plus 5 speed check. I think wind sweep, while it negates your doubling, I think it's a 1 speed check. So with this, I'm pretty sure it was like legendary Lin will always effectively get this against 37 speed units, I think, because like her speed's only like 36.
Yeah,
so it's not, she's not super fast, and her bow doesn't even give her speed unless you get the special condition. It's like a plus 3 res bow, which is like, why? She also comes with joint drive speed now, so hey, she's got some fodder. That's like one of the better C slots in the game for foddering to just anyone. And then we have Fallen Robin with legendary. She has dragon skin 2, which I think most people are thinking is just going to be dragon scales. Nope. Neutralize effective against flying bonuses. If foe initiates combat or foe's HP is greater than or equal to 75% start of combat, grants attack speed, defense, res plus 60 during combat, and neutralizes foe's bonuses. I was running dull ranged on mine, so I don't have to run dull ranged anymore. Because she just has always dull, which is a thing flyers cannot normally get, so that is nice. Also, plus 6 to all stats. That really helps Grima, because unlike legendary Lin, she's going to use all of her stats. Because before, her A slot was just kind of like a bulk enhancer, because she had distant counter and her bulk was kind of mediocre. But this kind of like, you know, gives her a little extra and then makes it so she doesn't hit as much like a wet noodle anymore. And has a much better, easier time getting doubles off. And it's a fairly easy dual phase condition. And she also gets her new C slot as speed res rain 3. So we effectively just gave legendary Robin like plus 10 damage output and speed with this buff alone. So that's helpful, because before she kind of hit like a wet noodle and her speed was like good, but it wasn't amazing. So now she kind of hits like, well, like an actual unit, because I think this boosts her damage output to, I want to say 55 from like, I'll get her like normal stat spread. Mine I believe has 50 attacks, so that boosts her up to like 60, which 60 is like a fairly decent damage range, like damage output range. Let me, yeah, because like with her weapon she hits 48 attack at like neutral IVs unmerged, right? Going to 58, I'm pretty sure my Selith, with just his weapon, I think hits 60. Obviously, he gets like plus 10 thanks to his weapon, but just getting to almost 60 damage without merges is a much better spot to be at than obviously where she was before, which wasn't very good. I think a lot of people just substituted her like breath for like lightning breath because it was like, see, I could run the slight extra damage or I could get a little extra bulk. And soon they won't have to because we'll skip over the ephemeris because there's, aside from Plaguey and Male Chris, it's like,
okay. Male Chris, let's go. That's, I mean, the only Ursula, one that matters.
Ursula's like got the same fodder as Annette. That's kind of nice, but.
That's my plus 10, dude. I'm waiting. That's like, the last one I need.
He's there. There he is. There's my boy.
There he is. He's
coming. We got weapon refines, which happens to include expiration for both Legendary Grima and Male Grima. So that's going to be fun. This is going to signify her kind of like spot that she's going to kind of be stuck at. which I'm not assuming she's gonna be like, oh man, she's better than like what's her face, Spring Myrrh, but now she's probably gonna be better than Halloween Grima, probably, because, you know, she's colorless instead of green, and getting plus 6 to all of her stats is gonna make her match up a lot better comparatively. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if you could maybe feasibly run Dragonwall now with certain extra setup, because you're getting plus 6 extra res, right?
Yeah,
because the checks in combat, so you run that with like, well, you have attack res rain, that's, that also helps your check, and then you can run like speed res soul. Well, you probably want to run, when they add attack res solo, you're probably going to want to run that. Either that or... I don't think speed res solo would be very much needed anymore. I'm assuming your speed would be almost as good enough anyways, but you can still run speed res solo. And then we're also getting Fjorm, who we're not expecting great things from.
Oh yeah, Fjorm.
we're all sitting here like, oh, she's like a free unit, kind of.
Come on, good fire.
Ice Mirror 2 was kind of garbage.
Get rid of DC in her weapon and get rid of DC in the A slot. Let me fire.
It sounds like
DC.
A bad idea. Like, the best thing that Fjorm could get is some kind of like slaying effect and then stat boost. So basically just Ragno. And then we'll sit there and be like, okay, she's not good, but she's better than she was before, right? Because that would help with, you know, making sure Ice Mirror is ready more often. Other thing that might be interesting, a lot of people are like, oh, can we get it so that the weapon changes her special to just proc on everything, like negating Fang? And it's like, they're not going to do that in a weapon refine. Like, that's not a thing they're going to do. So, it's, I mean, if it gives her, like, a super big buff, like, if she's fighting one range units that, you know, can't proc her special, she gets, like, plus 10 attack and defense. That might help. If she gets, a Divine Tearfang level refine with DC, maybe she's going to be usable. It'll just kind of spit in the face of all the guys who got it last, like, 2 months ago. But, I mean, Fjorm kind of needs something like that to make her good. Dorcas is here.
Hell yeah, dog.
Getting that tomahawk refine. Maybe
sweet.
It'll look like
I really want a special summon one of those.
I think that'd I have a Dorcas. Great.
Do you have a Dorcas?
And I don't think he's, like, bad. Where's my Dorcas? Did I, like, throw him in, like, the pit to never return?
Like, reserve.
Gordon, I think he's in the pit. Oh, I gotta search the pit. Gotta, move to reserves. Manage groups. Oh, boy, it's the pit. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is a very scary place.
Did you,
There he is! It's Dorcas! Yeah, oh, he's bad IVs, never mind. He's, like, plus a res, minus defense. He's staying in the pit. The pit is where he shall live.
I organized that to I have one for my merges and one for my non-merged.
My pit like is like the Grail units and then the other guys. The other guys include stuff like Summer Xander, I'm pretty sure. And like Sonic-y plus two or something.
Oh yeah. Yeah, mine's just like old units that I'm never gonna use.
Exactly. It was one of those things where I was like, oh no, I need so and so Grail unit that I threw in there for like some random guy. we're also getting Spring Catria, which we're not expecting a lot from because Spring Sharina's was just like, ho-ho, stats! And it was like, oh, okay. And we split the chills in two. Okay. Gunthra, which we're expecting great things from because her weapon's good as it is.
Because
it already has the Broadleaf fan effect or whatever, where penalties are just more damage. So any other buff she can get is good. I don't think they would give the weapon the ability to spread debuffs because of Chilling Seal 2 doing that already really good. So maybe some conditions where she gets some extra stats if the foe already has a penalty. The craziest shit would be like Creed's effect, where she gets guaranteed follow-up and the foe gets like, cancel follow-up. Because making her double and not be able to get doubled, barring, you know, no follow-up, would be kind of wild. Jerome's here.
Hell yeah, Batman.
we're expecting Jerome to be dead on release. Like, there's like a small ray of hope that he might get like a Cherish tier refine, and then it's like, oh man, it's expensive Cherish.
Well, my sister has a cat named Batman, who's a girl, but that's not the case. So.
Yeah, this Batman isn't as good because call him Jerome.
It's not a cat, but that's why I kind of like.
Just kind of looks like a silver axe, and it's called Masking Axe. It's nice. Masking his shame. I mean, when he released, it was like, oh man, he's like. Kind of like Cherish with a little more stats. And then Cherish got a refine. And we're like, oh my god. He's worse Cherish. Because Cherish can do anything. Like, getting that Brave Axe refine really made Cherish just like top tier. Till like... Mini Minerva? I think? Like, I'm pretty sure Cherish was like the defuncto green flyer till Mini Minerva.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
She was just that good, having the Brave Axe and a high attack stat. Yeah. Oh, Orson and Zealot are going to be in the whatchamacallit, the Grails, which it's like, oh the man, Grails? I just put two Jagans in there.
Oh, more green calves.
Well, one's a green calf, the other's a lance calf, so... needless to say, I don't think these guys are going to get merged plus 10 very often. Unless you really like Gorson, maybe? I don't think that's many people. Escape Ladder. Getting a level up. Escape Ladder 6. Hype. I guess. Some people are excited. That's pretty much it for the update. Excited for that on Monday. I think. So that's nice. Yeah, I think it's Monday because I think the banner's Tuesday. I think.
Sweet, another summer banner.
Something like that. Woo. I think that's Faye.
That's for this.
Till the banner.
Yes, yeah, and we'll probably just do like a live reaction. We could do it in the middle of the top five to keep you on suspense, you know, for what's my number one.
Number one when there's like Gordon's limited view pool.
Limited,
some people might be amazed because they don't even know most Evie 4 characters.
Yeah, I was gonna say
Evie 4 has gone to like of obscurity once more.
Anyways, Neil, do you have an honorable mention? Because I do.
Okay. I have two honorable mentions, actually. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had to put a substitute in my honorable mentions. So I was like, I need to find the theoretically the best substitute that I think just kind of like stat wise is like the best. And I didn't want to pick one of the sword kids because I mean while they're probably good, they're also infantry. So that's kind of like meh. But then I ended up picking an infantry anyways. I put Linda, which
is hell yeah.
The substitute for Linda. A character I guess we'll probably hear later. Because unlike the original, she comes with Wrath, which they both come with, but she also comes with Paragon. So she's a substitute that actually comes with pretty good skills. And cool. Fun fact, she's a Thunder Mage. So unlike her, you know, original version, she can actually wield Thoron at base.
Hell like, yeah.
Big joke where it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to pass down Thoron. Nope. Denied. Can't use it. Throw that shit in the convoy. It's like, oh, that's kind of awkward. And it just kind of goes on to some Mirando dude. You got to get it back later. But Linda...
Linda.
She's kind of annoying to recruit because you got to get Amid to talk to her, and you know she's just kind of chilling with like three other mages that like to triangle attack you, and are not the easiest to kill because I seem to remember them having like speed rings or something. So hell, and they are programmed. If they can triangle attack you, they will. So Linda's just kind of chilling with them. And that's assuming they're going the right way and not going over to harass Leaf, which would cause a lot more problems because Leaf isn't really equipped to fight those guys. Unless Finn is like a total badass, which probably won't be. Gonna have a bad time. And then I put Johan because... Johan. He's kind of funny. He's basically sane like two games earlier and an axe calf. Also in FE4 binary, he comes with the Pooji. Which is kind of hilarious. Johan went from being absolutely kind of like mediocre in that to promoting all of a sudden being like, oh, I can promote into Berserker in this game. And it was like, oh, Johan's kind of a beast. Because Wrath plus Pooji was like death incarnate. So Johan, kind of cool. And also I've never used his brother Yohavir or whatever because I'm like fighter. Infantry versus good. Yeah, infantry though versus an axe knight.
Well, yeah.
You gotta think in the terms of FE4. Do I want infantry unit with slightly better base stats? Or do I want cav with, like, slightly better growths, I think? And, like, you know, a better class? He's also just, like, Lex without the Paragon, so it's kind of, like, ooh, kind of sad. But I think he starts, like, level 10 or something. It's not horrible, and you can get the Brave Axe in that chapter on him, so he's not going to be amazing, but he's going to be, like, your only axe unit, aside from, like, I guess technically Leaf and Hannibal, but, like, I don't think either of those are going to use axes in any meaningful way, so it's pretty much just him. Gordon, you have an honorable mention?
I do have an honorable mention. I could have put this guy at number one. I could have, but I opted out instead because this is a character that I actually very much really, really like. I use his deck in Cypher. I use him in Fire Emblem Heroes.
I use his dancer ult.
I like his dancer ult. He got a Resplendent Hero. Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah, he got one of those that looks really cool. Yeah, of course I'm talking about Eldegin. One of the
better ones, to be honest.
Yeah. Eldegin! Once per turn, grab a cav from your bond zone, put it onto the field. Hell yeah. The
players with it.
Steve's great. As somebody who loves card games, and this is honestly why he's here, is that stupid deck was so great. I do want to play Cypher again. I don't have it on my new computer yet, so. I feel like
the reason you put him here is tech, because yeah. he's big, shock, also, he's not actually playable in FE4.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I didn't put him on there, because I was like,
is that a spoiler? Is Ishtar not going to be on the lists?
Ishtar is not Ishtar. Either. I mean, in the remake, there's probably going to be a way to recruit those.
I'm like, it's one of those things where in the remakes, I wouldn't want them to be playable, but I feel like even if they decide we're not going to make them playable, they could still just be like, here's like a fun meme chapter, like sort of like a Shadows of Valentia, where you can play as that actual person.
I mean,
Eldegin, if they do a tutorial like Shadows of Valentia, I would imagine Eldegin's gonna be playable in that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just gonna be like the dudes at the academy. Here's your tutorial.
Here's your guy.
So.
But yeah, Eldegin's great. His design, I love it. It's just like. I love FE4's outfits. I think they're my favorite Fire Emblem outfits because they're all like super classy in this like imperialistic kind of German. Wear. Yeah, yeah. German.
Lots of German aesthetics.
Lots of German.
Especially with how to pronounce their shit. Gelbenritter? Eldegin is just like Cross Knights.
Good old, what is it, Mistletane, the dark Mistletane.
Demon Blade Mistletane.
Demon Blade, yeah.
It thirsts.
Yeah, he's great in Cypher, you know, like, well, his deck is, at least. And I really do like his dancer ult. I don't normally plus 10 dancers because I don't see a point.
He's one of the more common plus 10 dancers, you wouldn't believe, if you would believe that. Because like one of two, I think, dancers that can actually just never get like isolated by Mila.
Oh yeah,
because a lot of them just throw on Wagasa from what's it called, New Year's Leg Yarn, which has chill defense built into it, which 90% of the time is gonna hit Mila. So that plus a defense refine, dude's hitting like 60 defense, and Milo's hitting like 50.
Like, he reminds me of Dancer Bricut.
That's the other one I would say is probably has the next best chance because he can also run Wagasa. But this guy's like a flyer, and I mean, you could run DC guard bearing on this guy. I wouldn't say that's a good option. But it's an option.
DC guard bearing dancer, let's go.
I mean, he can tank a few things. You could run guard bearing plus the candelabra. And that's like what, 75% damage reduction or something?
Oh yeah.
It's something like that.
Yeah, that outfit's so good. I just love like the furs and Eldegin's so. Yeah, I really like Eldegin. It'll be great because he's voiced by Greg Chun. If there's a remake, you know, just saying, you know,
and his like few lines of dialogue in like the first quarter of the game before he disappears.
I mean, I know, I've mentioned this before, but like FE4's voice cast going off by Heroes is like legendary. I think in case of anime voice actors, you know, I think it's just like the best of. So, you know, if that comes out, it's just going to be a really, really good dub. So, yeah, look forward to that. Anyways, Neil, you're number five.
My number five. For number five, I have Azel. Because Gen 1, you get this mage really early on. And I like to give him a little bit of favoritism and give him the speed ring. so that but he Neo, can just kind of double for quite a while.
Neo, he doesn't have a horse.
He gets a horse later on.
When he promotes, right?
Yeah, he does. Which is like,
oh, okay.
He's like so one of just, the only mages
you
that
just
gets a
speed
horse.
Speed train him in the arena.
Well, you can't speed train him in the arena. You only get 7 battles in the arena, but he can usually do it. He usually gets to promotion by chapter 4, which is around the time most people promote. It's just kind of, he starts out like, I think level 1, so it's a little hard to get him there very quickly. Which is, you know, a theme with a lot of characters. Most people get to promotion around chapter 4. Unless your name's Lex or a healer. I like to give him that, and then I also like to usually get him the magic ring, also the following map, which basically turns a normal mage boy into like an actual solid unit for offense wise, which I mean it's not bad, and he usually gets to the point where he's like, you know, fairly competent, which is kind of helpful in chapter 4, where you fight a bunch of wooden mages, and then you're like, oh, I have a competent mage who can use fire tomes against wind mages. Too bad fire tomes are kind of garbage. So you're probably better off using like Elwind or something, but someone else is kind of has hold on that, so
he's also in Heroes.
Yeah, he is in Heroes, and he's got a really good ult and a really good version in Heroes with fodder potential up the wazoo. Thanks to a little combat manual in Summer Hellbendy. You can now fodder for rally up speed plus, Red Dual Infantry 4, and I think it's joint hone speed. So that's like, I think that's all the premium options you need to build like a red arena unit, because you can't get a high scoring B slot, so it's literally just that. After that, all you need is like a legendary weapon and Aether, I guess technically is your cheapest next option, which Aether isn't hard to get. Let's be honest, you probably got a free Chrom from something called Resplendent. Who knows?
If you subscribe to Fae Pass, you have one lying around.
Just gonna say. And if you're really strapped for Aether, there's like a... Oh, wait, she doesn't have Aether. I was gonna say, hey, there's a Marth in the, like, the whatchamacallit, but he doesn't have that, so... I mean, there's probably a Chrom lying around. I mean, you could give him... Like Gale Force, there you go. Sword units can run Gale Force. You're done. Unless you're putting it on a tome, then you have to get Aether. I mean, he's also like fairly competent. I use him sometimes for like a red mage, because it's like he has a speed res in his like weapon.
Okay.
So that's like a fairly good... His B slot is a Ruse, right? Ruse is decent skills.
If I need a red mage, I usually go to Lysethea first.
I mean, I usually go to like Miranda or Lysethea first, but it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, I mean, he's not.
And
bad,
then I go to Ewan.
that's not a good option. See,
yo,
Azel...
it's plus 4, dude. He's getting in there.
Where's my Azel? Azel's like decently fast, so it's like not a bad option. I have plus attack minus defense as well, so kind of hits decently hard. I mean, 44 speed plus, you know, the whole inflicts minus 6 speed and res on the foe during combat. That's pretty... Oh, and I think he doubles... if foe has a bonus, he like reverses that and flips it, so... Yeah, he's going to be faster, especially if the other person's buffed themselves up. Then he says no. Oh, and I put a fire blessing on him. Did I do that to meme? Probably. You got that holy blood, my dude. He's got the fall of holy blood, which doesn't help him as much as I would wish it would in the normal game. But yeah, oh, I have him, and you get him like right at the start of the game, so why not, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, Azel's really cool.
Just kind of requires a little bit of investment to meme, so.
So my number five is two people now. That's because I have a firm belief that they are the exact same character. they are two different characters, but you know they are pretty much the exact same. And of course, I'm talking about the two dancers that are in the game, Sylvia and Lana. One's 5-star, one's 4-star.
I mean, they're not the same person.
I mean, they look pretty much.
Fun fact about those units. Mm-hmm. So in FE4, Sylvia actually gets this what was now the safeguard, the +7 defense sword. She actually gets that in Gen 1 and then passes it down to her daughter. And neither of them can actually get the barrier blade. The barrier blade is locked to the substitute.
Sylvia has the barrier blade and Lena's got the safeguard.
And neither of them can get the barrier blade, so this is just like a very weird reality we're living in.
I have like a plus speed level 30 Lena with Wings of Mercy. It's like, alright.
Why is she level 30?
That's all you need. It's because I haven't leveled her up all the way yet.
Where's my Lena? Let me clown real quick. I have a plus speed Lena who is +2.
Ooh, wow.
Level 40 with like safeguard refined in defense and like triangle adept. So
the reason why they're on here is I really like their outfit. I know it is considered quote unquote slutty, but you know it's tasteful,
hey,
I think.
Hey, have you read tasteful Sylvia's dialogue? Service?
Oh yeah, well, Sylvia is
rough, and
Sylvia is what you call a cougar, but not
a cougar, but looks like 12.
Yeah, it's like oh, but Japan.
Isn't she like 14 or something?
Oh, something like that.
Something like that.
Well, anyway, Sylvia, she'll probably be 18 when the remake comes out. Let me tell you that.
I mean, they never actually do the do. It just kind of says lovers in the bottom right.
Yeah, I think she's more like an erotic dancer, which is like, you know, it's not
that she just likes it rough, right? You know?
She's just dancing.
Can you imagine if they used the original translation or the fake fan translation where Sylvia just flashes Sigurd?
Oh, God. Oh, would boy. But yeah,
girl have these?
One has twin tails, the other one doesn't, but one of them is thicker than the other one. So take your pick, I guess.
I picked the thicker one.
I was gonna say I think I'm on more Team Lena now. Mm-hmm. But I do like Sylvia too. So I don't know. I mean I like Lena.
I'm pretty sure if I'm not mistaken. Nah, I was gonna say. Yeah, I mean, Layla's there, which is the substitute, which is kind of just like a thicker version of Lena.
It's like a Pokemon evolution, you know? You start out with Sylvia, and then you go to Lena. Congratulations, your Lena has evolved into...
She just, you know, lost the green hair, but, I mean, she got a little thicker, and she got Charisma, which is a pretty good skill that... I don't think you can get on Lena.
I really hope that they give us a substitute.
I really want them to do that, but my thought is if they're going to grab some substitutes, my thought is they would grab the ones that are in Cypher first, i.e. they're probably going to grab Tristan and Jean or whatever, because...
And Fick Lady, I guess.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, that's like one of the last dancers, so they'll probably do that when they start running out of dancers, and they're like, oh shit, we gotta give people a dancer for them to summon for. Get Layla. So they'll put Layla in the game with fucking Charlo or something.
Yeah.
It's gonna be hard, because Tristan's kind of has to be a sword cav, right? Unless we make Tristan a 4-star sword cat, which means Layla's gonna be 5-star because they already have Sylvia. They don't need to make her 5-star. Charlo's gonna be there. He's gonna be a 5-star staff infantry unit. Staff infantry. We can give them the berserk staff to make them interesting, right? They're gonna add berserk status really to cool. heroes. That won't cause issues, right?
Oh, dude, berserk, fallen Edelgard. Oh, I could see the days.
Oh, that
dude,
would be hilarious. Massacring your own team? Oh, man.
Hey, Neil, question for you. Can I fodder off Celica to Ewan for distant defense free?
Why would you do that? Isn't there... You can. You know who you can fodder off instead?
Because I'm looking... Sandwiched Leo.
Yeah, Sandwich Man. Instead. I'm pretty sure there's another one as well in the Grail Pool. I think...
Ashnard.
Ashnard.
Ashnard at 5-star.
Oh, so you're just gonna gotta fodder Sandwich Man.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do. I looked up
QR2 at the same time.
In the middle of, I might need that actually because I looked up an Ewan build in the middle of the show now.
Oh no!
Just on this like really weird website. Yeah, it's triple defense Ewan.
I don't think that's the most effective build Ewan.
He's got reposition, moonbow, distant defense, quick riposte,
optimal
res ploy, and then another distant defense.
If you want to be super optimal and be super meme-y, you could kill off. You just have to summon a certain Valentine's Henriette solely for the tome.
No, I'm not gonna wail for you. And I was just thinking of a meme build that wouldn't cost me anything.
It's like, oh boy, I'm just gonna summon for this unit with AR Farsave and not spotter them for that. Seems like a solid plan.
Give it to my Ewan instead.
I mean, it's not a good idea, but it's a funny idea.
Anyways, Neil,
the conch from like Lorenz.
Anyways, Neil, true. Anyways, Neil, you're number four.
For number four, I have oh boy, more mages. I have to tell to you.
Oh boy.
She got the purple hair. She got the ponytail. Yep. She got the wrath. That's all we need.
Yep. Right?
She's just gonna one shot a couple people until the arena's done, and she's gonna somehow manage to get herself almost a promotion by chapter four. After literally joining at like level 3 the previous like 8 turns. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I like to get her the Paragon ring like immediately, do the arena, get to the next map, do the arena again, and then she's like level 18 or something. It's like, oh well, she's pretty close to promotion now.
Nice.
She's kind of a funny unit. When she joins, she joins next to a dude who only has a fortify staff, so he can't really fight, and all he can do is spam fortify to like max out his level in like the start of chapter 4. He uses that. Okay, when you use the fortify staff, I don't remember if you get 80 experience or you get 100, and it has 8 uses, and dude starts like level 20, I think. So you cap out at like level 30, like really soon with that guy. It's like not even a challenge. And he's kind of a slouch in combat. So, but what you do is they join surrounded by a bunch of pirates, and Teltiu is in a spot where if she gets hit by a pirate, she'll go down to like 3 or something hit points, and she'll proceed to wrath and just oko them. And then if you're in the situation where it's like, oh yeah, Teltiu's going to get hit, you just use a fortify. Why not? It's not like you need the fortify for much. And she proceeds to like wrath crit all the pirates you need to. And then you use Bridget as a wall. So Bridget, protect us from the pirates. You have the highest avoid in bulk out of us all. Until, you know, the actual other units can get over here and save us. Gotta save us from these pirates that have shit tons of money. Do get over here.
Hurry up, do. Why don't you have a horse? The dude's
shit. No, he doesn't have a horse. He's a thief. He just whacked people and takes their lunch money, which pirates happen to have a lot of lunch money, like 5,000 gold for lunch money. I wonder why nice. They're pirates. Nice. They have a shit ton more gold than most guys. It's almost like they get paid better. And I mean, it's Teltiu. She's kind of cute.
I mean, yeah, why. She is.
Tordo,
yeah,
Holy yeah. Blood.
Yeah.
What aunt of Ishtar? I mean, right. Ishtar is kind of hot. So doesn't that mean Teltiu's got to be like?
I mean,
a MILF version. I guess. That's weird.
Teltiu's the MILF. Wait a minute.
we don't see her when she's a MILF, but I mean.
Yeah.
She's got some hot kids too. In Heroes, she was added like year two, I think, right?
Yes.
With Kwan and Luwin. And she got a refine in Tome of Mjolnir, which mm-hmm. is actually not that bad. Wrath in a Tome is something I think we still don't have on any other unit. Pretty sure she's the only one. So it's like not a bad refine at all. And you get a Darting Blow as a refine effect, which it also isn't that bad. Before she was like a Blade Tome Mage, which you could still do, but I think the Wrath a little better because you can just get like plus 10 damage moonbows off with Desperation build. And it's like almost as effective as if you were just using Blade Tome, but instead you're just relying on that special, like doing a shit ton of damage. And then if you have Desperation, well, then you're almost always going to get that special off, right? Because your charge is going down by one. I think, I mean, she's also 3-4 stars, so you're probably going to pick up quite a bit of them just by mm-hmm. playing the game normally.
Yeah.
I think mine's plus 3?
I want to plus 10 her, but like, there are other blue mages that I think are just...
It's one of those things better. Where it's like, there's quite a bit of blue mages. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I already have like loot and flying loot. And it's like, do I need more blue mages? And Ishtar's sitting right next to her with the same merge and like a better refine.
Yeah.
And sitting ahead of her is like Illyana, who's like got a better stat spread. So it's kind of like, why are there all these good blue mages? And why do half of them all have purple hair? I mean, there's Micaiah, who also has a better refine and doesn't even need her speed.
Yeah.
There's Olwyn. Micaiah. Let's move on. Tatiana now, who's going to be a 3-4 star soon, who also has a better stat spread. I mean, Teltiu's stat spread is maybe a little better in some ways. I mean, I think if you max invest in like speed on Tatiana, she's probably gonna be better, so I can't really say that. So I mean, she's an option.
that's
better than you can say than about some other blue tomes like Odin, who isn't Odin, an option
or no. Anyways,
suck people into their soul. What?
My number four. You blind sniped him when you were guessing my number five. Of course, I'm talking about Finn. That guy who's in. This is another. This is one that I picked. I picked solely because of Frasia 770.
That's why I'm like, well, I'm not going to put Leaf on my list, even if he's not going to be on my FE5 list.
I put him in here because he's available in all four free games. So, you know what? He could be separate two games, I guess. He's available in Gen 1, Gen 2, and FE5.
Whoa. So, this dude's like Illyana. Yeah. He's got the most availability of any character. He must be good.
He was pretty good in our FE5 run. We kind of neglected him later on, but he was good early. Finn?
We were using Brave Lance was pretty cool. Who's Finn?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He is in Heroes, but he's kind of old.
Finn in Heroes? Like, I forgot my Brave Lance, guys. But what's that in your hand? Oh, this garbage? I don't know. Heroes gave it to me. Comes with, like, attack defense, like, plus 2. And something else bad, surely. I don't even remember what else.
Goad Cavalry, dude.
Goad Cavalry? Bro, that's like a Reinhardt tier skill.
Miracle and
I mean, Brave Lance. Honestly, can we get
a Finn ult?
Finn, when he gets his refine, calling it right now. If we don't get a Brave Lance with some miracle effect, I'm gonna be sad.
I mean, he has Brave Lance and a miracle in his kit now already. Like,
put it in the weapon. Then he doesn't have to run that. And it'll be like, oh my gosh, it's like actual Finn, because Finn has both a better Brave Lance than this and Miracle.
They should give us an ult. That's what I want. I want an ult for Finn. Personally.
I also pretty much just want his Lance. I want Finn's Brave Lance. Come on!
Not just Brave Lance. Brave Lance plus. I mean, he's got blue hair. He kind of looks like Sigurd.
He kind of looks like Marth.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like, oh wow, look, is this the pro tag? Sans neck the leaf. No, it's this guy. But he doesn't have blue hair. Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, he was pretty good in Phyrexia, because like nobody doubled for a while, and he had his Brave Lance, and then what's his face?
No one doubled for a while. What Thracia were you playing?
Oh yeah, no.
We fought a bunch of slow soldiers in the start, and like brigands with like zero speed, and we had like the only guy who didn't double was Leaf. Oh, and Marty.
I mean, Leaf is. Oh yeah, Marty.
Marty's kind of in a special spot because he has zero speed.
Next time we were playing that game, we're using Marty.
Oh boy, it's a Marty party now.
Marty party.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing about Phyrexia.
Wait on Marty until like he rejoins, because then we can give him like the scroll immediately.
Yeah, I was gonna say we can give him scrolls.
That'll help his speed growth dramatically,
and then he's gonna get his support partner,
and then he's
Ralph.
gonna promote, and we're gonna be like, oh, he doesn't promote to berserker.
Oh, is it a fighter again or a warrior?
Which is a big kind of like cheese, because you'd think, oh yeah, he's gonna promote to a berserker because he's a brigand. It's like, oh, but now he has both.
Anyways, Finn's in.
I think he loses some of his like movement.
I remember him having like a niche cipher card, but it was good to bring in as like a two of for like protection, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, can he sacrifice himself?
I believe so.
Also, Finn best dad.
Mm-hmm.
Even though like really don't want to make him a dad in FE4 because he loses his shit. If you make him a dad in FE4, while he does give his like daughter a stat boost. When they talk again, he kind of like gives away all his shit to his son, including his money. So he just kind of, hello, I am here with Steel Lance and default like Lance.
Nana is his daughter, right?
In FE4, Nana is his daughter. Yeah. In FE5, it's that. In FE4, it's no one, unless you make you can. He can be the father of, I'm pretty sure, all the Gen 2 kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty sure. Fun fact. So, Teltiu and Bridget are like two of the female options, and they're really only available with Finn for like 10 turns. So his love growth with them is like 50 plus. You gotta like run chapter 3. So that they have enough turns to stand next to each other to make love. Because Finn leaves the minute you end that map. So if he's not the dad by then, he's gone. And love stops gaining after turn 50, so that's kind of why you have to speed run that map.
Yeah, you can't just cheese.
No. Standing next to him speeds it up, but you still have to beat the chapter in like 30 or so turns or something like
Anyways, Neil, you're number three.
I don't know if I alluded to this a little earlier, but I got Lex, the axe man himself, with Paragon.
Brave Lex,
Brave Axe, Paragon. Don't mind if I do. Oh, Vantage. I guess that's nice. So Lex, let's just say in Gen 1, you kind of want some good units, and Lex is like good for like the first three chapters, and then he starts to drop off. But that's because he hits his peak in like chapter 1, because he can promote by the end of chapter 2, I think. Well, in chapter 1 he gets the Brave Axe, and then chapter 2 he like promotes. And then chapter 3 is kind of useful, and then he's just kind of garbage for the rest of the game. Chapter 4 is like, oh, hello, mages. And Lex is like, oh. And then you kind of set up on a castle to defend against Pegasus Knights for a while, and then he just kind of follows along, and being on a horse in that final map isn't the best, because there's a desert. Deserts kind of suck. I mean, he's a big tanky boy, and he's got a Brave Axe. What more could you want? Oh, the ability to pass down items?
No.
I mean, he passes down money and, like, rings. But you want to pass down an axe? Nah, 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 nah. You got the wrong game, boy. No one uses axes in this game. It's just Lex and Johan. That's the only axe guys. No other. No. What? The Cheeses? No. Don't know what chop that. Why'd you give that little
guy? Wait, Lucchesis uses axes?
She promotes to Master Knight. She can use everything except Dark Tomes.
Oh yeah.
She's a big meme.
How about you give her the Brave
Axe? I mean, you could give her the Brave Axe. She just, you know, has the availability to use it for like two maps. And those two maps are like the two maps where Lex doesn't do good with the Brave Axe.
Well, there you go.
It's kind of a hard sell, I'm gonna tell you what. In FE4 binary, you can pass it down on two kids. So you can pass it down to Dermot and Rotobon. So what you mostly do with Lex, you have Mary Ira and pass down Paragon to the two sword kids, and then you just only use them in arena, and they kind of cap out. So. I mean, that makes the kid a little tanky, horses? So that's kind of nice as well.
Do they have horses?
No, they don't get horses. No. But this way, you don't even have to have them leave the castle to cap out their level.
So you don't even have to use them.
You don't even have to use them, right? You don't have to use the Paragon twins. I mean, you use them in Chapter 1. They're pretty good, helpful there. And then the final map, they're also helpful for the onslaught of axe calves in that one portion of the game. As long as they're doing damage, which there's a chance they won't, because those guys are kind of tanky. Especially the boss with like 40 some defense. Is it 40? 40 or 50 some defense, something like that. He's like a great knight with like a weapon that gives him 20 defense. So it's probably about 40. So they're like tickling him. So. Yeah.
Nice.
Lex is cool because he's also.
I'd like to build him.
You have him at, I think, plus 4?
I have a 5 star.
No, he's plus 5 plus attack, and I think I have another 3 that I can merge to plus 8 if I wanted to, which I probably will eventually. Cool. I just kind of need a better A slot because Brazen attack defense isn't very good when you don't get hit too often, and if you get hit in arena, it's probably by a mage. And you're probably just dead. Because he's kind of got like 16 res. And he's only ever going to get like 2 more. Unless I use feathers on or dragon flowers on him. Which I probably won't. Who knows? Maybe I will. But it's kind of like... kind of hard because I'm like... Deathblow is probably his best A slot. But it's just Deathblow. That's kind of like not cool, right? So it's kind of hard to be like... what do I do with him? Because I want to do something different, but like he doesn't have very good options for something different. I guess like attack defense push is maybe the best, but like that's not really an easy thing to get your hands on, right?
Yeah.
I've used him in arena assault sometimes.
Yeah, I do too.
He's always come up short, and which is why I'm like Deathblow is probably needed on this man.
Yeah, we'll see. He's neat. Yeah, I mean, he's got a Brave Axe.
He has a Brave Axe that tanks his res stat in exchange for defense? Yeah, he's like tanky defense, but he gets like dip res.
So now my number three is a unit that was in Heroes with really shitty art for the longest time. This is another unit that I use in Cypher quite often. And I know she's good in her game too, in FE4. Of course, I'm talking about Lachesis. remember old Heroes Lachesis?
She's still there.
Neil? Yeah, I mean, like, Lolly Lachesis.
Lolly Lachesis. The myth of Lolly Lachesis.
It's like, what? And then, Neil, she got a Dancer ult.
And I still haven't gotten that Dancer ult. It's the greatest.
I have a +3, I think, because of the combat.
She came out at a time where I was like, I don't really want to put orbs into this because of other banner.
Legendary Corrin, that was why.
Yes.
And then it was like, hey, Holy War else, and we were like, oh.
We're like, why? They put this in a point where people wouldn't need to spend orbs on it, and it was like, yeah, but this is what we need to spend orbs on.
but we already got Corrin.
And then her rerun was like, also at a pretty bad time. Her like double special heroes in like January or something.
Yeah.
Which I don't even remember what I spent my orbs on, but it was something.
Mm-hmm. I got her. Was it the Phyrexia banner that came out earlier?
I think it might be that, but I think there was also a Mr. Dude with Spurn that I think I spent some orbs on.
Oh yeah. Mel Chris.
Yeah, and he sucked me dry, and I'm like, why?
That's what you get. But anyways, her art is so great in Heroes now, at least her Dancer ult. I really like that art. She's my main Dancer of choice. She doesn't look like a Lolly anymore. yeah, she's great. And
two of her Cypher art cards are also really cool. And then
Her Valkyrie. Yeah, her Valkyrie one. I think that's a stylistic. Yeah, the Master Knight. That card is so good in the Eldegin deck because you can get another one. It's like, oh, sweet. She's really scary and can hit really hard.
Yeah. She doesn't do that really in FE4 or Heroes.
No. Yo, my Lachesis has Fortress Defense Res.
Yeah,
so she and mirror stance, hard. And mirror stance, so she can like take a hit. So,
And in FE4, it's kind of good to like give her the Paragon item really early. I like to give her a bunch of extra houses so I can do that, and then spam healing, which is really abusable in combination with the Paragon band and arena. And she just kind of can, like, you can just cap her out really early. And then Master Knight Lachesis is really nice to have for the first bit until, you know, she starts off because her growth rates are kind of doo-doo butter. But the stat gains from promotion is, like, 7 to all stats. And that kind of helps carry for a while.
Yeah.
And then she gets the Earth Sword. And it has, like, 10 uses, so it's not very good.
All right. Well, now it's almost 11 o'clock, but we'll finish this top five first. I am probably going to like scrub through it, though. anyways, Neil, you're number two.
For number two, I have Forseti himself, Lewin.
Lewin
gets Forseti, and then the game's over.
Yep.
Until you get to Gen 2, and then you have to wait for Forseti to come back, and then the game's over. So Lewin in combination with Forseti just kind of solos the rest of the Gen 1, even if you didn't really train him very much. And that's a very nice thing to have. It promotes to Sage, which is also really good. Getting like Kaga liked Sages, I think, because their promotion gains is like, I mean, you saw them in Thracia, right? He has like 9 speed or something. I'm pretty sure he just caps speed by default because his speed growth is like 80% or something, which is like kind of nuts. While he doesn't have pursuit, you can get him pursuit, thanks Arden. But he comes with adept, and the minute you get Forseti, his his like chance to proc adept is like 60%, something like that, because it's 20% plus your speed, and for SETI gives him like 20 speed, so actually it's probably closer to 70, because 30 speed for SETI plus 20, 70, so 70% chance to double, and the dude has like crit rate equal to his skill, which for SETI also gives him like 10 skill, so his crit rate's like 30% or something. So yeah,
well, good.
Oh, and
I see a banner
cipher, and that was kind of
true.
Fun because everyone is flyers.
Oh boy, that's when I tech in like the Takumi.
When you tech in the actual archers that are just bad.
Yeah, like here we go, Gordon. Let's go.
You're like, I need to find a tech Claude deck. It's coming out.
So far, no elfing on the banner. By the way,
oh, that's cool. Like, it's just not there.
So, yeah, no.
Oh, maybe they're not pushing it today, which would be weird. They just intern just, forgot.
No.
We'll get it tomorrow.
We got the silhouettes, but we didn't get the trailer.
Did we get the silhouettes again?
No.
Well, that'd be funny.
What's it just like randomly? I don't know.
It'll show up one of these days.
I guess we'll probably talk about it next week. Anything else to talk about? What's this face?
So you can pass it down to two kids. I have not done the one kid that most people would say is the most optimal kid. You get the four SETI like immediately. In Gen 2, which just kind of sounds mean. But we'll talk about that later. I usually pass it down to Sed, and then Sed. Let's just say when Sed joins, he joins with like 30 speed, and if you have the Force City equipped, enemies just don't fight him because they can't hit him. They see 0% hit without support being taken into account, so they just don't attack. Which can be annoying. And then you switch them to a light tome, and they do attack sometimes because their hit rate's like 7 or something. Light tome kind of kind of cheapy. And, you know, when you have Forsetti, you just do things. Mom spaghetti. Surprised you got hit. I mean, I know fire has, like, weapon triangle over wind, but, like, dude's got Forsetti. And then he's, you know, kind of an important character in Gen 2 as well. And plot. Lots of plot. Gordon, you're number 2?
Yeah. First set, he's in Heroes. And same with Sed.
Oh, yeah. His refine is
he's
really
my favorite. You know, Sed's also in Heroes, guys. just to remind you.
Man?
So my number 2... is a unit that I honestly put her on here because I love her design, and I want her in Heroes. I wanted her Cypher card. she's good in Cyphers. You know, mages are
she's
quite
a good,
good
like
in...
one-off check where you just kind of put her in the bond zone, right? And she gives like
yeah.
10. Are you sure?
She draws cards. A lot of mages draw cards.
Well, yeah, that's. So, I think her ability in the bond zone is just to give a plus 10 to someone, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, I'm talking about Teen.
Yay, Teen.
The daughter of Teen. Yeah, Tal-Tiu. The daughter of Tal-Tiu, the sister of Arthur, who you didn't mention, but he's got nice hair. He's got great hair. But she has twin tails, and it looks like Tal-Tiu, but with twin tails.
It's like we took Tal-Tiu and added another tail.
Wow. And I was like, oh, sweet.
With a tail?
It's strictly better Tal-Tiu. So,
I mean,
yeah.
You say strictly better Tal-Tiu, but there's a chance she's not better. And that's...
probably not. I mean, Arthur's usually the better one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you want to make Teeny good, the parent is either Azel or Lewin. And if it's anyone else, you're either making a meme or they're probably not going to be that good. The meme is you do Lex, which tanks their magic stats, but They get Paragon and Vantage and Wrath. So you'd be like, oh boy, I can Vantage Wrath everything. And then they cap out like super early and you're like, oh. Well, I mean, that was fun for like a while. But if you want to use Vantage Wrath longer, the real meme is Arden. Gotta pass down that Vantage, boys.
Oh, yeah, Vantage Teen.
Oh, yes, Teltiu and Arden, the perfect couple. Not really. No. That's why I normally do Azel, because at least he passes down decent speed and follow Holy Blood, which is a plus because that's a little extra magic growth. While her magic only gives her skill.
Yeah, her design's great. Yep. She's it's tough to you again. I have a four star. A fucking uncommon card, I think, of Tilt to You.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if they were on the next FE4 banner, because the next FE4 banner is going to be Gen 2, right? So we had Gen 1 last, so it's going to be Gen 2. Unless we get alts, right? Mm-hmm. So, when it comes to the Gen 2 kids, the only ones that are left are, like, a bunch of generics and the mages, right? Mm-hmm. So, I wouldn't be surprised if we got the two mages to, you know, basically make it so it's just a bunch of scrubs left, right? We'll have, like, the substitutes, which they probably won't get into until the main dudes are almost all done. But they're going to give us like people like Dermot. And actually, they might even just save Dermot for Thracia banner, to be honest.
Yeah. So, Teen will probably show up as like a 5-star blue mage.
Probably. She'll probably be like kind of looking like Teltiu or something, but probably better. Because, how the days go by.
Neil, you're number one.
So we were talking about really nice hair.
Oh yeah, well that I guess.
Speaking of teeny, we got Arthur. And dude's got really nice hair. When I saw this dude, I was starstruck. I was like, "Wow, that dude has really cool hair." Which is not the thing you say very often when you're looking at hairstyles in FE4. You see, that dude looks like anime sword dude from like the 80s, right? But then you see Arthur and you're like, oh my god, that's really cool hair. And he's got like nice white hair and everything. Dude is like fabulous. And if you were me you favorited Azel and gave him a shit ton of rings, and then Arthur shows up and Arthur's just like, hello, I am here, bling bling, with like 15 speed and magic, and you're like, oh, this guy's kind of lit.
Does he become a cav too? Or?
No, he does become a cav upon promotion.
Yeah.
He comes as a mage again, so he doesn't have the same problem as Teltiu, though, because you don't get access to Bolganone in Gen 1. So
he comes earlier than Teltiu.
He joins
too, right?
Chapter 1. He joins after you capture like the first castle. He joins Fina using a GBA rescue that she forgets to do immediately after dropping him off for the first time. And then Arthur's kind of got like that kind of cocky personality, because he's like, oh, thanks for getting me halfway. I'm heading. They're like, oh, so where are you going? He's like, oh, I'm heading to like Alster. And it's like, you know, that's on the other side of the ocean, right? And he's like, yo. I was just going to walk from here. It was just like, oh, don't worry, I'll make it there myself. And it's like, you know, it's like the other side of a sea. It's like, maybe it's walk there myself.
Maybe not.
Dude leaves his country to find his sister and also, I think, put Hilda in a grave. But that's besides the point. People, I guess, just don't like Hilda.
Hilda and FE4 is a bit of a
not so nice kind of person. After you fight through your brethren, because man, you fight a lot of Thordo blood dudes in Gen 2. Man, you gotta fight Ishtar?
Ishtar?
Yeah, do you don't know about Ishtar?
It's no, like I know Ishtar, about Ishtar. It's like,
but like,
the worst.
Dude. And like,
so worse.
Yeah, I mean, he's actually like, fun fact, he can crash your game.
Oh, cool.
He comes with bolting, and I'm pretty sure if he procs bolting, or no, if he procs adept, I think, is it him? I think, if you proc adept while having zero or negative speed, the game freezes, which I thought it was him, but I'm pretty sure he gets to the point where he doesn't have zero speed. So, I don't know when he procs that, but, bolting plus adept, kind of scary. But you don't get bolting normally. So Arthur, while I have not done Forseti, which I probably will do at some point, especially if they get a remake, because I'll probably play that game quite a bit. Passing down Forseti is an option with Lewin, which requires Teltiu and Lewin to stand next to each other for like 2 maps or something. You need to get 500 luck, and you generate like 5 luck per turn by standing next to one another. And I think they have a 3 luck growth, so every turn they get 3 love with each other. So they kind of got to stand next to each other for like, what's that, like 40 turns or something? I think it's 3 plus 5, and then 500 divided by 8, or yeah, I think it's just 8. You got to stand next to each other for like 62 turns.
Wow.
Because they don't have any combos to help boost that, so that's feasible, right? You got like 2 chapters left and whatever you had in chapter 3. So, oof. I'll just say oof. At least they're both infantry locked. But Arthur will come chapter 2 with Forseti, and you won. You won Gen 2. Until the final map.
Congratulations. Realize,
oh, speed cap on Mage Knights. 22. I mean, it's kind of scary because your main enemy that you have to kind of deal with in Gen 2 is Ishtar, and mm-hmm. she has like 30 speed, and I'm pretty sure, like, I think as long as Ishtar doesn't proc adept, which she has like a 50% chance to do, I think she's adept. Yeah, she's a sage, she's adept. As long as she doesn't proc adept, Arthur's probably going to live. You would say, oh, well, you got weapon triangle, you're gonna dodge. Yeah, she's got plus 20 crit on a skill on her tome, so good luck dodging that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I like said with Forseti, because he comes with like 30 speed. but yeah, he can definitely do the job. I mean, you get Seliph, and Seliph can just like not die because. Having like 30 res is kind of useful when I think Mjolnir has like 30 might. You're still going to take 30 damage, which is like pretty much half your health, but you'll maybe live.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's good. You know?
And I mean, Arthur's got that fabulous hair, so why not?
Yeah.
He does have the cocky personality, which I do enjoy very much on mostly mages.
Yeah,
it's like you get 2 personalities with mages. You get I want to be a big boy and cockiness, and you know I like my cocky characters. I mean, Lysithia and like, are right there.
Yeah,
and a little cockiness on my mage, I don't mind. Yeah, he's got a really good dialogue, with Tini and Hilda as well, where he's basically like, I'm gonna kill you, Hilda, so that Tini doesn't have to see you, sort of thing. Like,
yeah.
I'm just gonna do this so Tini doesn't have to go through that, because Teltiu is kind of tortured, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
Oof.
Yes, that's kind of rough.
Yeah.
I mean, he got the good hair in the deal, so he got something good out of it, I guess. This episode is just like Fabio, because really nice hair gets you a number one spot.
Yep.
Fabulous hair and rings. What is my FE4 top pick?
My number the one.
Oh, I wonder who
is a certain edgelord who's not playable.
So yeah, he is.
Sorry about that. He's playable. Yeah, oh yeah. He's playable in Gen 2. He's not actually
in Gen 1. Well, I mean, yeah, Arthur's only playable in Gen 2.
What I mean by not playable, I mean not playable in Cypher. I should have mentioned. He's not good. I like to meme with him. I like to bring him in as like, oh yeah, Ares. That's my number one, by the way, is Ares. I have a plus 10 in Heroes that I don't use anymore because Mini-Marf exists, but...
Wait, the refine is coming. Yes. It's been foretold. Refine is coming. The longer we wait, the better it'll be, and then it's kind of mediocre. So, like, oh.
Yeah, I hope we get that missile. I think
it's going to be pretty good because the only bad FE4 refine we've gotten was Quan, right?
Yeah. So. his outfit is great. He is like Eldegin, but just edgier. Like, instead of having missile thing. Yeah, with more hair. Instead of having mistletane, he's got like dark mistletane. It's like, oh more. Yes.
And dude came out and he was like, "What? 5-star? I don't know what you mean. 3-4 yeah, star with like good skills." It was it's like a seal to this game, guys. Seal attack defense. Whoa.
Poggers. You know, mine's got a distant counter advantage. Good old days.
Tried and true. Distant counter vantage plus attack defense brazen and insta kill things with bonfire.
Yep. That's
how you play him.
That's what I use them. He was great.
He was very good in Aetheraid's offense until vantage strats kind of died.
Yeah. RIP vantage strats only good on Ninja Levitain.
Ninja Levitain and Winter Altena.
Yeah.
Or Altina. And I mean, normal Altina can't do it very well anymore. So,
no.
You're pretty much just stuck to Winter.
Yep. He's great.
When he's in his refine, Vantage Strats might come back with him for a bit.
He's a pivotal character in Gen 2.
Yeah, he's one of the few guys that actually has somewhat of a res stat. Thanks, Mistletane.
Oh, yeah.
Mistletane. Gives him like 10 res, and it's like, oh, this guy has more than 10 res. Whoa! Honestly, yeah, the three units, there's like, okay, there's one part in Gen 2 where there's like a shit ton of mages. The only like three people I dare put near those three mages is like Seliph, Ares, and Leaf. And that's like it. Everyone else is gonna stand back. I mean, I could probably put like Forseti dude up there, but like, I don't really need to because... I mean, he's still going to get, like, probably silenced or something, which probably going to be an issue for him. Because I think it's magic-based solely, so... I mean, he'll probably won't get silenced, but... Oh, well. I put those other guys up there. He's probably doing something else. I don't know. Because Mistletane gives 10 res, as well as, like, 20 skill. It's a very weird combination, but that's fun. And... he comes with Vantage in the game. Oh, wow.
Yep.
It's like it was meant to give him Vantage in Heroes.
Yeah.
He comes with a crit on his sword. So, oh my gosh. He's almost like you play him in Heroes, you play him in this game. You hope he Vantage crits everybody. Half the time he won't because his crit rate isn't as high, but you hope. I mean, he's kind of an interesting character because he thinks with his Mistletane, one might say, because he sees Lena or Layla, and he's like, "Damn,
his dark Mistletane."
So he thinks with his Mistletane and murders like a bunch of mercenaries because, well, he wants the thick.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, seems fine.
I'll go with the one in the slutty clothing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen many other girls yet, but that's the one I will go with. Oh, look, Nana. Hi. Is. Oh, here's some stats, Nana. Why not? But I want the dancer. Yep. She dances me real good. So I can kill. I can feed Mistletane twice a turn.
Uh, I really like his design, and I definitely want to like play through Gen. Like, he's gonna be great in Gen in like a remake, because he'll have a voice, and his voice actor is really good. It's Robbie Damon, the voice of Hubert. You know, that guy.
Oh yes, we go from emo guy to edgy guy. That's not that much different.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
He gets a very much brighter hair color, though, so we'll get that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's neat. I used him in Heroes. Not so much anymore, but...
I mean, he's not bad now. It's just
he's
that,
still pretty good.
Vantage...
Waiting on
Vantage
that refund.
Sweeping is kind of like a very steep competition, I'd say. Where if the enemy, like if the units start progressing and we get characters like Fallen Edelgard, which there's no way in heck you're one-shotting that chick, your vantage strats don't really work anymore. I would hazard to guess if you went through Aether raids, say this week, you give a full week of matches, I would hazard to guess you might find one match where Ares can sweep. Because like I honestly think he loses to like not now, right? So there's a lot of units that have like damage reduction he doesn't do well against them. I mean, if his weapon just like the refine negates damage reduction, while that won't save him, that will definitely improve a lot of his matchups. I don't think it'll like bring him back from the pit, but I think that will bring him to a point where he's more usable in different game modes that he wasn't. Like he'll have a niche that he can use to, I guess, pull him out of the gutter with at least like arena and stuff, cuz he'll improve his matchups against a lot of non-blue damage reduction units, right? I mean, he'll probably one-shot Brave Ikes. How many units can you say do that? Anyone who is a mage. So. Niche. Yes.
Unfortunately, his days are over. But he might get an ult, which would be super nice.
And a refund. When that happens.
Yeah, and a refund. Yeah,
just go right on Eld again.
Yeah, and that Mistletane refund, please. You know, yeah. Anyways, I think that's going to do it, because unfortunately, Nintendo decided, no, we're going to give you the silhouettes a day
days early.
Yeah, so...
I guess the banner's tomorrow. I guess.
I guess so. It just gives me more time.
It just means we're not
going to
talk about it for like an entire week. And we're going to be like, oh, that banner.
That banner. I may or may not have summoned on it. Depends. If there's female Chris, I'll summon on it.
That's guys, you've heard it here first. If female Chris is there, he summoned. If female Chris is there, probably no one summoned.
Yeah, probably not if she's not there. I mean, I have like almost 60 orbs thanks to like the what's it called, mythic hero battles. I've been doing them on Infernal because I haven't done that yet on some of them.
I did Byleths on Infernal on my first try and was like, oh wow, that wasn't that bad.
I did Byleths on Hard, and then I do Infernal. I did Lunatic.
Plus
Lunatic,
10 Seleth. Kinda nutty.
True.
I can say that about a lot of maps. It's like, yeah, this guy's just really good.
That's like me with Hilda. Like, Winter Hilda. It's like, alright. Yeah, I think we're good. Winter Hilda. Wins me the game.
Kinda tanked and killed a bunch of dudes.
No.
I mean, the only thing I'd be worried about with Winter Hilda is, like, running out of boots, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, I also have Brave Edelgard on that team, so. And Double Dance. And Lysephia. So, that's a good team.
Yeah, I like that boots. Team. I mean, yeah. you could find a Legendary Edelgard, kill her off for Stride, and that might help.
I have Legendary Edelgard.
Stride on Hilda.
Ooh.
I mean, Legendary Edelgard has memes, though, so. Whatever.
But Yeah, I like I think Legendary Edelgard to put on my Mjolnir.
We say memes, but then we're like, oh yeah, Fallen Edelgard can do that as well now.
Yeah. So, you know. Anyways, that's going to do it for today's episode of Two Lights About Swords. Next week, we will talk about this banner that probably will come out tomorrow, or trailer tomorrow, so it'll come out this week.
And probably FE6. We might finish, maybe? I don't know what your schedule is next week, but if we can track out, like, 2 days or something, we might be able to finish it.
Yeah, okay. I should be free Tuesday to Thursday, like normal, but we'll see. I might have to work Wednesday. Yeah, it's been a long fucking weekend of just hell.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's going to do it. Today's episode of Two Lords About Swords. You can follow the show at LordsTLWS. Neil is at Lord_Nero, and I am at OperaZombie707. Other than that, though, have yourself a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you guys again real soon.
Like 3 days ago.
Happy Canada Day and 4th of July tomorrow.
Oh, boy. All those female Americans.
Chris celebrating 4th of July.
Are you ready for the horrible onslaught of probably news the following day?
Oh god, yeah. Like fires and
fires and Americans. You know, the COVID talk that's probably gonna be a rampant as well. That'll be fun.
Anyways, that's gonna do it. And we will talk to you guys again real soon. Take care.